Phone Boys Speaks, episode 870, The Rogues of Silicon Valley. I've been a Pink Floyd fan for as long as I can remember, so when one of their members makes the news, it's personally of interest to me. There's an article on CNET, I guess they talked to Roger Waters, who's not officially in Floyd anymore, but very definitely associated with it still. He refers to the Silicon Valley as a gallery of rogues and thieves. And I mean, he's right about that, but he's talking about how they supposedly wrecked the music industry, right? Well, and I disagree with that. I mean, there's a lot of rogues and thieves in Silicon Valley, but not necessarily on the music side of things. Essentially, what happened to the music industry, is at least as an outside observer, is that there's definitely more music today than there was before. It's certainly a lot easier to get. One doesn't have to go down to the record store and buy a record, sort of some plastic disc or whatever they used to make albums out of before CDs. There's a lot of piracy that has happened, but now since it's now really easy to get music, there's almost no piracy with music. There's a very small amount of it, and there's streaming services and all kinds of stuff. And so, Roger Waters looks at it and goes, "Hey, wait a minute. Now it's a lot harder for me to make money as a musician because, they're paying me pennies on the dollar what I used to get from the record companies." Well, here's the reality. There's a lot more musicians now. There's a lot more mouths to feed than before, and then you've got people like Jonathan Coulton who probably not not nearly as well known as Roger Waters, but is making a comfortable living as a musician and is having a good time, right? And I don't think the music industry has changed, and certainly the tech douchebags in Silicon Valley have definitely done some changes to it. But I think it's been for the better because, as I say, there's now more music, there's now more ways to connect with fans than you could. I mean, Roger Waters, I don't think his relationship with fans is maybe a little different because he did music in a different way. It's a whole new world out there, and maybe you can't, maybe not as many musicians can make as much money as Roger Waters did over the years with Pink Floyd and his solo stuff, but there's a lot more musicians out there that are maybe making a comfortable living, and they're okay with that. They don't necessarily need or want the rock stardom that comes with being like a globally known rock star. It's okay. You can be a small time musician and still make a decent living, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so I don't think that the rogues of Silicon Valley necessarily destroyed the music industry. The music industry was already taking advantage of their folks that are the musicians. All they did was change who's being taken advantage of, I guess, and disintermediated large chunks of it. And so again, I think what the rogues of Silicon Valley did to the music industry is not all that bad. I mean, it's yes, I say there are rogues and thieves in Silicon Valley, but I don't think they ruined the music industry like Roger Waters said. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.